Johnston. Dear Master, good morning.
Hi, Frank.
All good with you?
Yes, actually, yeah. I've had a riotous night watching the election. My goodness me.
I imagine, you know, it'd be easier for you to have watched it last night than to have watched it back in 2010. You stood in 2010, didn't you?
I stood in 2010, yes. That was a formative experience. It was great fun, very expensive. Not doing that again. But more recently, I was here. I'm in Derry, and I was staying in a hotel, lovely hotel, the night of the American election, which was fine because I was in the presidential suite. And so I thought, hooray, I'll be lying in bed where Hillary once lay. And I know how popular the Clintons were here. And indeed, Hillary came and spoke for Childline. So I think she's amazing. So I was looking forward to witnessing her triumph. And I sat up with my eyes out on stalks at 4 a.m, witnessing something else completely.
So you haven't had a good run in terms of watching elections, because in 2010 it didn't work out for you when you stood on an anti-sleaze
exactly.
ticket. The presidential
exactly.
didn't work out for you because Trump won. What about last night? Did you punch the air for Jeremy, or did you think, good old Theresa, hang in there, girl?
Well, what I thought was, my goodness, Northern Ireland is going to be holding the balance of power. Everybody will have to make treks here and ask for help and collaboration, because it's a hung parliament. That's what I thought.
You reckon that the DUP are now the kingmakers?
Well, so it seems, or the queenmakers. Yes, absolutely. So it seems.
I notice you were able to avoid answering my question about who you'd be supporting over there.
Well, I will be honest with you, I am not just a Remainer, I'm a Ramona. So I felt fairly disenfranchised, really, because there was not many people saying, why are we leaving the EU? Why do we want a hard border across Ireland? What are we doing? This doesn't seem sensible, but nobody seemed to be saying that.
It's a confusing world, there's no doubt about it, the political world as it is at this moment. You have another reason, of course, for being in Northern Ireland today, a very important reason. And it's so relevant, actually, this conversation that I'm having with you, because about half an hour ago, I had a guest in the studio, Patience Bradley, who, when she was 14 years old, went across to England from here to be one of Vogue's leading models. And her life story is now in print, and she was explaining to me that as a 15-year-old, she was attending, not taking part in, but attending and seeing orgies in London. She was also a few years later working with dance troupes on Top of the Pops and saw Jimmy Savile being beyond any form of criticism. And she accepted there were no guidelines there. There was no protection back in the 70s. This is the reason why Childline of the modern era is so important.
I agree with you, and I'm here to celebrate 10 years of us, Childline, being here in Derry. And also to say we desperately need volunteers because children need us more than ever. We have a Childline base in Belfast and one in Derry. They're both fantastic. The teams are lovely. We will train you. We will support you. We ask for 4 hours a week. We've got shifts running throughout the 24 hours to fit anyone's schedule. Kids also contact us now online with emails and one-to-one chat. So our volunteer counsellors do need to be quite comfortable sending off emails and counselling online. But we do train you, and we love you dearly, and you will be transforming lives like that poor young woman you described. I know that being a model, being a young model, all kinds of horrible things happened. You know, you were starved, you were introduced to cocaine and other hard drugs. There was very little protection for them. And of course, in her day, there wasn't a Childline either, but thank goodness now there is.
It's interesting how you describe that, because that's exactly what she was saying. She was introduced to drugs as a young teenager. She didn't take them because a friend of hers died from a drugs overdose, and she turned her back on drugs. She went to a party that turned out to be an orgy. She said that she watched it like as if it was on TV. She stood and watched these writhing bodies all around. These are adults as a 15-year-old. She also, she went to a drinks party at you know, at a very famous actor's house where, you know, people were drunk and they were stubbing out cigarettes on the furniture. She was just 14 years of age. Now, she survived it all and was able to tell the story with a smile, and she was a very strong woman and wasn't and certainly doesn't describe herself in any way as a victim through all of this. But those experiences are not experiences that any 14-year-old or 15-year-old should go through.
And then you come back to today and you see reports of what was going on, for example, in Rotherham and Bradford and the other places where children were made victims of CSE. And what I know, child sexual exploitation, and what I know is what young people contact us at Childline about, which is desperate depression, anxiety, eating disorders, suicidal thoughts, self-harm, problems at home, domestic violence, sexual abuse, neglect. And, you know, this is their day-to-day life. This is not happening, you know, with high society and top models in London. This is happening in their own homes. So the only way they can ask for help is by getting in touch with Childline. And that's why we are such a crucial service for them.
Sadly, there will be, this is Friday, tonight there'll be parties happening in this city or in some of the smaller towns around here. They'll be organised by guys who are, you know, big in the area and think they can dictate the terms. They'll have lured other young guys or young girls to the party who think they're in the big picture, and their adults will, much older adults will be there drinking and drugging with them. Sex will be part of it, and the kids think that they are part of a scene. They are being abused and they need to come forward and talk about it, don't they?
They do. And just as sadly, there will be children in their own bedrooms being persuaded to send photographs of themselves, the so-called sexting. There'll be children being pursued by bullies on their phones and on their tablets so they can never escape cyberbullying. That's infinitely more common, actually. That has almost become normalised. And those young people just only turn to Childline because there's no other way of escaping.
How common is it? I've touched on this topic with Wayne Denner, who's an expert on the programme before. How common is it for our young developing children, our young teenagers, to be sexting?
Well, a police chief in England said to me that it has become normalised. I mean, it's almost become a matter of course, and that's what young people do. And I remember one little girl who actually was disabled contacted Childline and said it was the only time she'd ever been told she was beautiful. And she said, so I sent the pictures, and now I walked myself into this mess, I can't ask for help. And that's the thing, they feel so helpless and powerless because they feel responsible. Indeed, all abused young people take on the responsibility for the crime. And it's what Childline does, is point out to them that it wasn't their fault, and they're not to blame for it, and we can help them. But they do need their confidence lifting. They do need their self-esteem restoring because they feel utterly destroyed by what they've been through.
There's a simple message here. If you're affected by the conversation that we're having, or even triggered, having memories triggered by the conversation I had with patients earlier, come forward, speak to the helplines, to Childline or the NSPCC or the other experts who are available. But don't sit in silence. Do come forward, because there's such a strong unit now to embrace you that didn't exist 20-odd years ago.
Absolutely right, Frank. Yes, I mean, it's really important that you get these nightmares out of your head, because there are people who want to help, who want to reach out to you.
And remind us again, if someone wants to volunteer for Childline, how do they do that?
Get onto the NSPCC website, because Childline is now part of the NSPCC. You will see opportunities for volunteering and you'll see how you apply. And if you need help of any kind as a young person, ring 0800 11111. It's free, it's confidential, it's open 24/7. Or get in touch with Childline online.
Dame Esther Ranson, it's always a pleasure having you on. Thanks for having a yarn with us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.